but she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Biden is working to fend off growing calls for him to drop out of the race, even from members of his own party. Today, the governor of Massachusetts urged Mr. Biden to, quote, carefully evaluate running for re-election. The president is in Madison, Wisconsin right now, where he's holding a pivotal campaign rally. CBS's Erica Brown reports.
President Biden remained optimistic about his political future.
Can you still beat Trump?
His campaign stop in a battleground state, as well as a scheduled television interview, could be pivotal in changing the narrative following his poor debate performance.
So what does President Biden need to do moving forward? Political contributor Joel Payne says he needs to shift the focus.
Where Joe Biden struggled last week is he lost the thread. He lost the focus on making it a choice between Donald Trump and Joe Biden in terms of what future do you want? And I think that's what Joe Biden and Democrats are going to need to get back to.
Meanwhile, lawyers for former President Donald Trump asked a judge today to partially pause the criminal case, accusing him of mishandling classified documents after the Supreme Court ruled that presidents have broad immunity for official acts. There are two confirmed deaths in Jamaica due to Hurricane Beryl. Thousands are homeless or displaced there. Bob Marley's daughter, Sidella, is from Jamaica. She's partnered with the group Food for the Poor to raise money to pay for emergency supply shipments for the victims.
Although we're speaking of Jamaica, a lot of the Caribbean islands have been affected by this. And I must say, Jamaica was very lucky this time. And I think it's just about us preparing for what's to come.
Beryl made landfall this morning in Mexico as a Category 2, but has since been downgraded to a tropical storm. It's expected to strengthen again as it heads towards the Gulf of Mexico and the Texas coast. A fireworks show in Provo, Utah, didn't go as planned.
The Stadium of Fire Show, part of Provo's annual Freedom Festival at Brigham Young University, was underway in a stadium with a jet flyover when stray fireworks erupted in the crowd. State troopers and Provo police say as many as six people were hurt, with one described as seriously injured. A witness said she saw several people who appeared to be burned. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
New jobs report out today showed employers added 206,000 in June, while unemployment went up to 4.1%. The Fed wants inflation to drop to just 2% before it does anything with interest rates. Friday afternoon on Wall Street, markets are in the green. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Three people were shot in Mount Pleasant early this morning near 22nd and Racine Street. Two women suffered serious injuries while a man sustained non-life-threatening wounds. There's no details about suspects at this point. The 68-year-old man found alive in the basement after a home explosion in Walworth County has died. Elkhorn fire officials are still investigating the cause of the explosion that killed Leland Holden. Summerfest's final weekend features Maroon 5 headlining the amphitheater tonight. The festival today offers free entry for seniors and a food drive promoting Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Officials across the state line in Lake County are blaming fireworks for fires at two homes in Wadsworth and in unincorporated Deerfield. The sheriff's office there reminds people that most fireworks are illegal. Tonight, downtown Racine transforms into a hub of blues music, craft brews, and barbecue. The first Friday event runs from 4 to 9 and features performances by international blues artist Stephen Hall Experience and local bands across multiple venues. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Brewers head to Dodger Stadium. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers are in L.A. to open a three-game holiday weekend series against the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight. Milwaukee's still in first place with a six-game lead over St. Louis in the NL Central. The Dodgers in first place in the West with a six-and-a-half-game lead over the Padres. Tonight will be the debut of 29-year-old right-hander Aaron Civale, picked up in that trade earlier this week with Tampa Bay, against the Dodgers veteran righty Taylor Glasnow, who played for the Rays and the Pirates before that. Last night in Denver, the Brewers' bats went cold. They lost 4-3 to the Rockies, who had jumped out to an early 3-0 lead. Now, although the Rockies are in last place, they managed to split the four-game series with the Brewers. Pat Murphy after the loss.
There was a ton of opportunities tonight, I think, and a couple miscues defensively that cost us, but it's tough to have the intensity every night, but we do keep it close, and I'm just, you catch me 15 minutes after the game, I'm going to be disappointed.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon, with a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm at any point here throughout the day. Our high 75 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
It's the Beatles on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It was on this date in 1963, the Beatles played a place called the Plaza Ballroom. Why was this so important? Appearing with the Beatles was Denny and the Diplomats, led by Denny Lane. Now, Denny Lane later went on to join the Moody Blues and eventually Paul McCartney's group Wings.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. Deserve me. I'm not alone anymore.
I'm not alone.
Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. Oh, once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, yeah. Oh, do you love me?
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman, and Don Rosen popped his head into the studio here. So this past Sunday was your first week back at the Racine Zoo to host the Racine Concert Band.
Yeah, we had the mayor doing a narration. He did an excellent job.
I heard part of that. That sounded good.
Aisu was there. He was the first time in 15 years he was back singing. And I said, "What took you so long?" He says, "Well, I got a degree. I got this. I got that." And he sang from Hamilton and Les Miserables and America the Beautiful.
Nice.
And we had all the veterans stand up when they heard their particular armed forces song.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, so that
Anchors Away. And,
yeah. Caissons Go Rolling Along. Yeah, they had them all. Even the Merchant Marine songs.
Nice.
They had every one of them.
Beautiful. Yeah. So this week, week number two, now this is every Sunday night, right? This summer?
Every Sunday night through August 11th.
Through August 11th. So this Sunday night, is it 7 o'clock?
7:30. In August, it becomes 7 o'clock.
Okay. At the band shell there at the Racine Zoo, free, right?
To get free admission. The easiest way is come through the north entrance on Augusta Street. Just come right in at 7 o'clock. Gates are open. They'll give you a program. Bring a lawn chair, blanket, bring food. No alcohol. And... have a good time.
So what's your role in all this?
My role is to keep everybody from getting... No, my role...
You're security.
Yeah, right. I'm just the MC.
Okay.
I introduce... I talk about the history of each song, and people say, "You do such a great job," but I don't write it. Mark Eichner, the conductor, writes it all. And I once mentioned that to the crowd, and he said, "Don't mention that I write him. Let him think you did it." I said, "No. I'm not going to let him think that." So he writes all the history of each song we do, each piece, and people love it. All I do is read what he wrote.
And it's this Sunday night, 7:30. And
the Lighthouse Brigade are going to be the special guest artists. The Racine Unified School District Lighthouse Brigade. They'll perform with the band, which is always interesting because you're dealing with two different bands working together in unison. And they do a great job every year.
If you want to see what Don looks like, here's your chance.
I'll give you an autographed picture.
All right.
It'll be you. I'll just autograph it by name.
All right. Racine Concert Band concert this Sunday night, 7:30 at the Racine Zoo. It's Don Rosen. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help?
The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. Stand by.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, save 30% or more on local food, merchandise, and services.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Think, let your mind go, let yourself be free. Let's go back, let's go way on the way back when. I didn't even know you couldn't have been too much more than 10.
Yeah.
from Pasadena.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. If you miss any of our newscasts on air, just go to WRJN.com. You'll find them there or anywhere you find your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballot drop boxes are back in Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court issued a ruling this morning that means election clerks can use them during the August 13th primaries and the November 5th presidential election. The ruling overturned a decision from 2 years ago that said most drop boxes were illegal. President Biden is in Madison today trying to recover from his widely panned debate performance. Molly Nagel reports.
President Biden will hit the campaign trail Friday in Wisconsin. The White House said Biden will also travel to Pennsylvania this weekend and hold a press conference next week during the NATO summit in Washington. The additions to Biden's schedule follow calls from some Biden allies to make the president more visible after his rocky debate performance.
Molly Nagel reporting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Three people were shot in Mount Pleasant early this morning. At around 2:30, police were called to an area near 22nd and Racine Street, with two women found suffering serious injuries and a man with a non-life-threatening wound. Police from Mount Pleasant, Racine, and Caledonia are assisting in the investigation. We're working on learning more. The man found in the rubble of that home explosion in Walworth County has died. 68-year-old Leland Holden from the town of Lafayette was found alive in the basement shortly after the explosion earlier this week, but authorities now report that he has passed away. The Elkhorn Fire Department and the State Fire Marshal's Office are investigating the cause of the explosion. The final weekend of Summerfest is underway. Maroon 5 headlines the AmFam Amphitheater tonight. Seniors can enjoy free entry from noon until early this afternoon. The festival also encourages community giving through a food drive, offering free admission in exchange for food donations to benefit Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon, with a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm at any point here throughout the day. Our high 75 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It says here, science tells us the core of the sun is thought to be about 27 million degrees, which coincidentally is the exact temperature reached inside your car when left in the Walmart parking lot for 15 minutes.
Up every morning just to keep a job, I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes. Time for the payout.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and people are getting geared up for another edition of Salmon-O-Rama on the lakefront starting July 12th, running through the 21st. It's the 50th anniversary this year.
Thank you. train on us feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. Soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time. I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Good enough for me, good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, yeah, Bobby, baby, kept me from the cold. Next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. That's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy alone when he sang the blues, hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Mm-hmm. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information that you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is mosquitoes don't have teeth. All right, I know what you're saying. You're saying they bite me all the time, right? Well, they don't have teeth, but what they do have is a six-pronged microneedle system that helps them pierce the skin and find blood vessels. In fact, two of the outermost needles have 47 tiny little blades that help them saw through teeth.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with EZ Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at EZ Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound. Look at the way we gotta hide what we're doing, 'cause what would they say if they ever knew? And so we're running just as fast as we can,
and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Coming up at the top of the hour, CBS News at 4, and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. I and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.